Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a nutritionist. And I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health when it comes to nutrition. We're making lives better. Yes, we are. Helping a lot of people. Can help you, too. We have a lot of stores. Check them out. We have two new stores. One of them is really close by if you're in New York. It's the Palisade Center Mall up in West Nyack, New York. We have a new Invite Health location. And it's doing well. It's doing well. It's not far from the Mario Cuomo Bridge, formerly the Tappan Zee Bridge. And we have a really good nutritionist there, Gabriel Gonzalez. That's a franchise store. It's an Invite Health franchise. It's our second franchise store. And they're doing quite well, like I said. And they're having different health professionals come up and help them out as they get started. The reason being, they're open so many hours. One nutritionist cannot cover all the hours. So even though Gabe Gonzalez is a crackerjack nutritionist, I don't know if I should use the name of a candy to evoke professionalism in a healthcare professional. In any event, Gabriel Gonzalez is the nutritionist there, and because they're open so many hours, they're open 7 days a week. They're open 7 days a week because they're open so many hours. And Gabe is there on Sunday, by the way, so take advantage of that. They need another nutritionist. So there is an opening in our newest store up in the West Nyack Center Mall. In the Palisade Center Mall. Palisade Center Mall up in West Nyack. Invite Health. It's on the second floor, on the second level. That's a big mall. It's like four or five levels. It's on the second level opposite Macy's, opposite Lane Bryant. And they're going to have a really interesting doctor on Sunday, November 4th. I know a lot of people are listening from the upstate areas, from Westchester and Putnam County, et cetera. Dr. Michael Paul Batista, he's a medical doctor. It's confirmed he's going to be in the store on November 4th up in West Nyack. He's a brilliant guy. I mean, he's been a researcher in cardiovascular health, you know, the heart and the circulatory system, in lung health, in kidney health. I mean, he's a bright guy, real bright guy. Very skilled physician, very skilled medical doctor. And he actually has primary care, urgent care practices, three of them. One in Clifton, New Jersey, one in Bloomfield, New Jersey, and one in Totowa, New Jersey. They're called Emedi Center. So take advantage. Go see Dr. Michael Batista. He's a medical doctor, a very skilled medical doctor. He knows all about the kidneys and the lungs and the heart and the brain. He'll be in our store up in West Nyack at the Palisade Center Mall Sunday, November 4th. But you know what? You go up any Sunday and you can see Gabe Gonzalez. And, of course, our new store down in Tampa, near Tampa, Brandon, in the Westfield Brandon Mall, right off I-60, close to I-75, close to Interstate, Route 4. It's the Westfield Brandon Mall. We have a store right near the Apple Store, Invite Health. And Rhonda and Askia run the store. I'll give you the phone number there. 866-556-2593. 866-556-2593. They're also open 7 days a week. Now, the flu is here. Unfortunately, a little kid died in Florida the week of October 6th, a little kid died from a B strain of flu. See, there's two different types of flus. There's the influenza A. That's the one you normally hear about, like swine flu and bird flu. And then there's the influenza Bs, which is weird. From what I've read in research, only seals and humans get influenza B, or that's what's thought at this point. That's weird. But influenza B is really rough on kids. And when you get the flu immunization, it does cover influenza B. This kid was not immunized. Well, you know, it's early in the season, but the flu's already here. The flu is already here. A middle-aged woman died in Kentucky a week or two ago from the flu. So it's really time to pay attention. There's a couple of influenza B strains, but predominantly it's influenza A, like H1N1 and H3N2. They've been around. And it takes time for the flu shot to kick in. So if you're going to get a flu shot, you have to do it now. I mean, that's between you and your doctor. And but if you do a probiotic, it'll make the flu shot work better. I just want you to know that. It takes about 2 weeks for a probiotic to really effectively improve your immune system, the ability of your immune system to do surveillance for cancer cells and for flu viruses and cold viruses and staph infections and Clostridium difficile. Staph infections could be terrible in the skin. You've heard of MRSA. And Clostridium difficile infections of the intestines. These could be very severe infections. There's a very good level of research at this point that certain probiotic strains, not all probiotic strains, but particular probiotic strains bring back your immune system function. For instance, the best one against Clostridium difficile seems to be Lactobacillus plantarum or Lactobacillus rhamnosus. They're also helpful against MRSA, but the strongest one in general for bringing the immune system back really seems to be Bifidobacterium animalis, subspecies Lactis. So I made sure these strains were included in the Envi Probiotic HX. And there is quite a few studies at this point. When you take these several probiotic strains, that within 2 to 3 weeks, your immune system is humming as far as its ability to be lethal against flu viruses. It works better. There's the cells that control the immune system, like antibodies and T cells and natural killer cells. They do much better when you're on these particular strains of probiotics. That's really important for older people. The lion's share of people who die from the flu, yes, some of them are young, some of them are toddlers, but the lion's share are people over the age of 60. Because the immune system becomes less competent with age, especially if you have a severe disease like severe high blood pressure or diabetes. Diabetes destroys your immune system. Or you were treated for cancer with chemotherapy, with the traditional chemotherapy, like paclitaxel and stuff like that. The probiotics bring back the immune system. So the antibodies that recognize the flu viruses, the various flu viruses, are in better shape to kill the flu. And the T cells that control the immune system, that start the ability of the immune system to really fight a flu infection or pneumonia or any of those nasty bacteria and viruses that are out there in the winter, they're better. And they're also better at shutting off the immune system once the infection is done. You want your immune system really active when you're sick so you don't get an infection in your heart or in your brain or in your lungs. But once the infection is gone, you want your immune system to shut off again, to go back to its normal state where it's more observant than active. It's the T cells that do that. T cells like gamma delta T cells and T helper cells. And the probiotics train the immune system. Okay, there's an infection, get active, kill the infection so it doesn't go into the brain or the heart valves or something. And now the infection is gone. Time to shut off because you don't want the immune system attacking your own body's tissues. You want it just attacking the virus or the bacteria. Plus, the natural killer cells are more active. Natural killer cells are the first line of defense against a cancer cell. There's always cancer cells. You only need one cancer cell to start the cancer process. But if your natural killer cells are functioning, they will locate that cancer cell and kill it before it has time to start the cancer process. There's always a maverick cancer cell every day in your body. But the natural killer cells, when they're working, take it out. So the probiotics, again and again and again, have been shown to help the antibodies work better. They're also called immunoglobulins, antibodies against the flu and cold. So if you're getting a flu shot, you really should be on a probiotic to help it work better, to help the T cells start the immune system's ability, kickstart it in high gear to kill an infection, and then shut down that activity after the infection's gone. Because once again, you don't want your immune system overactive after an infection. That would be called inflammation. And also your natural killer cells, but also the cells that do the actual killing. The neutrophils. The neutrophils, such as macrophages. They are much better equipped to kill a yeast infection, a parasite, a worm, a virus, a bacteria. Much better equipped. What they found in a host of studies, I'm not even going to read the studies to you, but I have them. And if you need some of these studies, just email me and say, hey, send me some of those studies on the probiotic with the immune system. I'll be happy to do that. jhickey@invitehealth.com. That's my email address, jhickey@invitehealth.com. And they've shown that when you give a baby a probiotic, one, it's less likely to have a food allergy, and two, the immune system and the digestive tract develop better. And they've shown that little kids, toddlers, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, have fewer colds and fewer outbreaks of the flu. And if they do get sick, the infection never gets out of control. It's a much milder infection, and it's shorter duration. In general, they recover faster, and they have milder symptoms. I'm telling you something. When you have a little kid and they get the flu, it's really scary. And they've shown that college students, when you give them probiotics, they have fewer sick days. You're paying all that money for your kid to attend that pricey college. You might as well make sure that they can attend class and get their work done. And if you give them a probiotic, not only is their digestion better and they're less likely to get diarrhea and stomach cramps from all that stuff they're eating and drinking, plus their lack of sleep, that compounds that, but they're less likely to get the flu or a cold. So that $250,000 you're paying for them to go to Temple University or Rutgers University or Harvard or Yale is better spent. They've shown even medical school students who are going to take their national tests to see if they could get a license, they're less stressed when you give them a probiotic, and they're less likely to get a cold or flu infection. I mean, I've been there. I was going for my finals in my third year of pharmacy school, which are killer. They're killers. They want you to flunk out of pharmacy school in the third year. They really do. They want to wheedle out all the people that can make errors. And I got a flu injection, and I was sick for 3 days. I had a fever. I had aches and pains. When you get a flu injection, you can't get the flu, but some of us with really powerful immune system can get the symptoms of the flu. So for 3 days, I had a raging fever. I had a sore throat. My head was killing me with a headache. I was exhausted, and I had to prepare for my finals. Luckily, I basically passed every course without even taking a final. That's how good my grades were. Typically, in the pharmacy finals, I needed 3 out of 100 to pass because my grades were already way up there, so it wasn't an issue for me. But, you know, we'll talk more about probiotics and the immune system when we come back. Jerry Hickey and Vital. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite,
800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Okay. So when you take a probiotic like ours, it has to have certain strains in it or it's not going to do it. When you take a probiotic like the Invite Probiotic HX, within 2 or 3 weeks, your immune system is much more competent for protecting you, for reducing your infection risk. And they've shown this in elderly people. They've shown this in college students. They've shown it in healthcare professionals. I mean, just across the board, they've shown it. And here's the problem. We're finding out that a lot of common things kill off our good bacteria. A high salt diet kills off our good bacteria. That's one reason why a high salt diet is connected to the risk of diabetes, believe it or not, a super high salt diet. Because it kills off the good bacteria, then your blood sugar goes up and your appetite increases and you're getting fat and you're, you know, and then you got problems with blood sugar. So a high salt diet kills off your good bacteria. That's going to affect your immune system. And unfortunately, so do many commonly used drugs. Drugs commonly used as blood thinners or for diabetes control or for high cholesterol or high triglycerides or even high blood pressure. Antihistamines for your runny nose, cough and cold medication, and of course, all the antibiotics and hormones, turns out they kill off your good bacteria. So there's hundreds of drugs that are commonly prescribed that kill off our good bacteria. We only found that out in the past 6 months when they tested it. Also, it turns out artificial sweeteners kill off your good bacteria. So when you're drinking that Diet Coke, you're killing off your good bacteria. Of course, smoking and alcohol abuse, even one glass of beer, or one shot of whiskey, or a shot of vodka, kills off some good bacteria. Also, unfortunately, aging kills off good bacteria. We don't know why. But there's really powerful, huge studies showing that healthy bacteria decline in older people. It's something to do with our biochemistry. Why do I say our? I'm 64. I'm in there. So the probiotic HX put the good bacteria in your intestines. And within a short amount of time, these good bacteria are migrating all over your body. For instance, if you're a woman that commonly gets urinary tract infections or vaginal yeast infections, within the first week, some of the good bacteria are already reaching the urinary tract. We once thought the urinary tract was always sterile. It's not. They're reaching your vaginal tissue, and over time, they're going to help prevent urinary tract infections and vaginal yeast infections. Within a week, the good bacteria have already migrated up into your mouth, and that's really, really, really important because they're finding certain strains of bad bacteria in the mouth are very vicious, like fusobacteria in the mouth are connected to colon cancer and pancreatic cancer. So when you take these probiotics, within a week, they hitch a ride on cells, and they wind up all over the body. They wind up on your scalp to help prevent dandruff. They wind up on your eyeballs to help prevent eye infections if you wear contact lenses. They wind up in your skin to help prevent acne and pimples. They wind up in the vaginal tissue and the urinary tract to help prevent urinary tract infections and vaginal yeast infections. They wind up in the mouth, and they help start to get Solobacteria mori under control, which causes bad breath. So they're getting rid of the bad breath bacterium, and they're starting to get rid of Streptococcus mutans that causes gum disease and cavities, and they're getting rid of fusobacteria, which is strongly connected to cancers throughout the body. but they're also getting into your breast tissue, and that's really, really important. Only certain strains of probiotics can detoxify chemicals out of a woman's breast. And some of these chemicals can last a lifetime. Like when they spray DDT on crops, DDT lasts in a woman's breast for 50 years. Why would I point out DDT, a notoriously dangerous pesticide, on a woman's breast? Because DDT looks just like an estrogen. DDT is, in fact, an estrogen. So if a woman gets DDT in her food or her milkshake or whatever she's eating and drinking, that will wind up in her breast, and it'll build up. And 50 years later, half of it is still in the breast. If you brought in DDT today, half of that DDT would still be in your breast tissue 50 years from now. But also, like in saran wrap, plasticizers like bisphenol A, parabens and phthalates, and synthetic fragrances, all of these are very inflammatory-related, damaging, dangerous estrogens that are persistent pollutants. So when they get into your breast, they stay there, and they are strongly connected to breast cancer, endometrial cancer, uterine fibroids, preterm birth with low birth weight babies. They're connected to all this. And I said breast cancer. The good bacteria get them out of your body. And they're all lactobacillus strains. They're all lactobacilli. Lactobacillus plantarum, lactobacillus rhamnosus, and also lactobacillus acidophilus. Within a week of taking these probiotics, they've already hitched a ride. They're in your milk ducts because they're supposed to be there. Why? Your milk ducts contain about 600, 700, 800 different strains of bacteria so that when you breastfeed a baby, they could develop an immune system and a good digestive tract, and they don't develop lung issues and allergies. So your breasts are loaded with bacteria, just like your gut. You want the right bacteria because they will remove chemicals and stop inflammation from damaging your breast tissue, thereby lowering your risk of breast cancer. And we have those strains, the Lactobacillus plantarum and the Lactobacillus rhamnosus, in our probiotic HX. So every morning when you take that, you're actually detoxifying your breast tissue. You're not just detoxifying your colon and improving your immune system. You're detoxifying your breast tissue. You're getting rid of chemicals literally connected to breast cancer. It's something to really consider. Not to mention that your immunization, if you're an older person, your immunization for shingles, you know, the varicella zoster, your immunization for pneumonia, you know, the pneumococcal polysaccharide immunization, or your flu shot will work better because the probiotics have restored normal, healthy immune system function to that of a much younger person, a much younger, healthier person. So our probiotic chewable is on special. That's easy for like a toddler, you know. It's small. It has natural cherry berry flavor. And it's loaded with good bacteria that help prevent diarrhea in little kids and help prevent allergies in little kids and improve their immune system. So it helps protect them from flu and colds. I frequently do the chewable myself. It's very suitable for adults, believe me. So your high school daughter and son, you show them the capsules, they may not want to do it, but you throw them a chewable and they'll chew on it on the way out of the house because, you know, that's how they are. And you're protecting their immune system. And you're lowering their risk of flu and colds. So our two probiotic products, the probiotic HX capsule and the chewable probiotic are on special today. They're non-GMO. There's no milk or dairy. There's no wheat. There's no soy. There's none of these problematic things. There's no corn hidden in there. And these bacteria have been shown to be safe in humans and actually work and improve their health, improve the health of humans. And they're resistant to heat and they're resistant to your digestive juices. So go for it. They're colony-forming units. They're alive and they thrive. Besides our probiotics for helping you through the flu, help prevent you from getting the flu, the probiotics, one, will decrease your risk of getting the flu. And two, if you do get the flu, it should be weaker, less violent, less dangerous, and a shorter duration. So instead of being horribly sick for 5 days or six, maybe 2.5. And you're not horribly sick, you're just a little sick. And chances are you may not even get sick. I mean, it really has an impact on the immune system. You've been exposed to, if you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s, you've been exposed to a lot of strains of the flu over your life. You just want those antibodies working much better. I mean, that's what the flu shot does. It makes the antibodies work better. Probiotics also help the antibiotics work better. So even if you get a flu shot, it needs help, add the probiotic to it. And a guy like me, where my immune system is sick, strong, unbelievably powerful, I have an unbelievably powerful immune system. I can't get the shot. The last time I got the flu shot was 3 years ago. I had a headache for 6 weeks after it. For about a week after it, I had aches and pains and I had a fever. You can't, now, once again, you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. But if you have a very powerful immune system like I do, it wakes up the immune system and you might as well be sick. So I can't get the flu shot. So I depend on probiotics and green tea to keep me healthy. And we have a green tea that not only will help protect you from the flu, it'll help protect you. It'll help you burn fat. We have a green tea on special today. It's called Green Tea Fat Burner. I rarely talk about it because it sells on its own. Green tea on contact with viruses weakens them. That's an important lesson. That's an important lesson because we're in virus season already. Even though it's a lighter level of the viruses, there's a lot of people getting phlegm and colds and viruses right now. I'm already getting people coming in sick or calling me or sending me emails. Hey, Jerry, what do I do? I don't feel good. I got this phlegm in my throat. My nose is stuffed and I have a headache. And I tell them what to do. I mean, I've been doing this since 1979 as a licensed pharmacist. You think I don't know what I'm doing? Even my wife listens to me. When it comes to illnesses, even my kids listen to me, which is like, what? Are you kidding me? Your kids listen to you? Yeah, they do. I know. It's remarkable. Green tea weakens both enzymes that the flu uses to infect you and most viruses use to infect you. They're called neuraminidase and hemagglutinin. These are the things that many prescription drugs aim to block to prevent a flu infection. For instance, there's Relenza. It's a capsule you squash when you get the first symptoms of the flu. As soon as you get symptoms of the flu, you take out your Relenza and you squash a capsule and you inhale the powder into your lungs as deeply and strongly as possible and you hold your breath for as long as possible. This weakens one of the enzymes that the flu releases. Green tea inhibits both enzymes. Not just the same one as the prescription drugs, but an additional one that the prescription drugs can't block. That's why green tea is so exceptional and so successful at helping fight off the flu. When somebody sneezes, you're on an escalator, or you're in the subway car, or you're on the Long Island Railroad, or you're in your office, and somebody sneezes. They're 6 feet away. You're done. A sneeze goes for 10 feet at 100 miles an hour. You think you're ducking that? What, do you have the reflexes of a karate champ? A cough travels 5 feet at 50 miles an hour. We'll be right back. We'll talk about this. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at InviteHealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. So when somebody sneezes or coughs and a flu virus is spread, it enters through your lacrimal tissue, your tear ducts in your eyes, because those are mucous membranes, or through your nose or through your mouth. And the flu virus doesn't magically invade you and infect you. It has to latch onto your mucous cells. And then it has to penetrate into the cell, and it has to increase in number. We call that the viral titer. And it has to propagate and spread from cell to cell. To do this, the flu virus releases two enzymes, neuraminidase to hold on to your tissues, and hemagglutinin to spread, to enter the cells and spread from cell to cell. Green tea inhibits both enzymes. So even if you do get sick, the green tea will weaken the virus. It's harder for the virus to spread and grow in number. But they've shown, in general, that green tea strongly reduces the flu infections. The first study I saw like that was from Japan. It was children in nursery schools, and they followed them for 2 years. And these kids were growing up in areas where they had tea plantations. And they found that little kids that drank green tea, you know, they have these little thimbles of green tea when they're that small. You know, they might have two a day. They found that the little kids that drank green tea, they weren't getting sore throats and runny noses and fevers. It cut way back. So they did a much bigger study of like 13,000 kids. And the diagnosis of the flu by pediatricians, by medical doctors who specialize in children's health care, was way down in the kids who drank green tea. Way down. See, normally the Japanese health authorities recommend rinsing your mouth with water twice a day to cut down your risk of the flu. And it works. Simply rinsing your mouth with water can wash the flu out of your mouth and reduce the number of infections. But when they said instead of using water, use green tea, that cut down on infections like 65%. I mean, really? I mean, that's stronger than most immunizations. 65% decline? That's very powerful. So even if you get a flu shot, you still need to do probiotics to make the flu shot more effective and to make your immune system work better. And you really should be doing green tea. Because the flu shot only covers several varieties of the flu. Although in general, it stimulates the immune system to fight viruses, it only covers three varieties very strongly. So if you encounter a different one, a fourth variety of the flu, a fourth strain, well, you're not really covered. So the green tea on contact weakens viruses. They've shown that green tea actually weakens liver viruses like hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. It very weakly inhibits Zika virus and chikungunya. So if you're going to Miami in the winter or you're going down to the Caribbean, you should do some green tea because those mosquitoes are spreading this all over the place. Or they have been anyway. It weakens flu and cold viruses. And let me tell you something. The reason you never develop full resistance to a cold is because there's just too many cold viruses. There's hundreds of them from like five or six different families of viruses. But this particular green tea will also help you burn fat. Green tea in general burns about 100 to 200 calories a day. Polyphenols in general, any polyphenol, burns a couple of calories. So even grapeseed could burn a couple of calories. For some reason, the specific blend of polyphenols in green tea is much more successful in burning calories. So basically every day, if you're doing green tea, not only is it helping protect you from infections and also prostate cancer and to a degree breast cancer, it's also burning fat. Here's what they found about green tea. And there's a lot of research facilities that have found this in the United States and England and Germany and Italy. and Korea and Japan and Brazil and Argentina. Here's what they found. Green tea inhibits adipogenesis. What's that? Well, you have fat cells on your belly. It doesn't mean they're mature and they're chubby. It doesn't mean they've been plumped out. They might not be filled with fat yet. Green tea inhibits the filling of fat cells, dormant fat cells on your belly. So you have the fat cells. Green tea helps prevent them from plumping up. That's the first thing. The second thing is green tea literally burns fat. That's something very hard to do because it gets rid of fat cells. People with a big belly have millions and millions and millions of additional fat cells. So when they lose weight, unless they're doing strenuous exercise and severe dieting over a two-year period, they're not getting rid of any fat cells. What they're doing is taking the fat out of the fat cells. The fat cells have been starved. They've been depleted. And what happens then? Yo-yo dieting. The fat cells release a hunger hormone called ghrelin, and you get fat all over again. In fact, you gain more weight than you ever lost. So people who've tried really hard to lose 30 pounds of belly fat and they're successful, the fat cells are still on their belly. They've just been starved. They've just shrunken. And then the fat cells release hunger hormone, ghrelin, and you eat like you're going out, it's going out of style, and you gain more weight than you lost. That's yo-yo dieting. Green tea blocks the release of ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and causes the release of adiponectin, and adiponectin actually burns away the fat cells. A cruel aspect of gaining belly fat is that adiponectin levels drop. That's the hormone that burns fat. That's cruel. But that's probably to protect people 100, 1,000, 2,000 years ago from famine. That's probably why it works like that. Green tea gets rid of the ghrelin, so you're not starving, and stimulates the adiponectin, so you're burning the fat. And they've shown in general, doing green tea burns up to 200 calories a day. But we've added something to our green tea that makes it work even better. Now, I have a number of supplements where we've received a huge amount of letters, like our biocurcumin 5-loxin, like our prostate HX, like our collagen HX, like our ubiquinol, massive amount of letters. The green tea is another one where I've received a massive amount of letters. Sometimes for prostate health, sometimes for the immune system, cold and flu infections. But most of them have to do with fat burning, believe it or not. If I have 200 letters on green tea, probably 80 of them have to do with burning fat and losing weight, because so many people have that issue. So we've added an additional natural ingredient to our green tea. It's called Green Tea Fat Burner. It's Slendesta. It's Slendesta. You'll never believe where it comes from. It comes from a potato peel. Have you ever wondered why you eat potatoes and you feel full? Well, there's an ingredient in them that tricks the body called Slendesta. And there's a bunch of human clinical studies. A bunch of human clinical studies on it. The studies come from England. And a lot of them are from Robert Woods Johnson over in England, New Jersey. Robert Woods Johnson over in Jersey. And here's what they found. When you're thin and you eat a lot of food, it touches the lining of your stomach and intestines, and the stomach releases something called CCK. CCK stimulates better digestion, and it tells the brain stop eating, that you're full. So here's what happens when you get a big belly, when you get fat. The food never touches the lining of the stomach and intestines in a large enough volume, and you never release the CCK, cholecystokinin. When you take the green tea fat burner, it's blocking the absorption of fat into fat cells. It's pushing down ghrelin hunger hormone levels. It's stimulating the release of adiponectin to burn fat. But it's also stimulating the release of CCK. So you take two of the green tea, fat burner, with a glass of water about 10 minutes before you eat. And soon after eating, you start to release CCK, just like a skinny person would. The body is tricked into thinking that the stomach is smaller. It's like stomach bypass gastric surgery. The body is tricked into thinking the stomach is smaller, and a CCK is released, and that tells the brain, you've eaten enough, stop eating, you're not hungry anymore. And it works. So in addition to our probiotic HX, and which is great for your immune system and great for digestion and great for allergies. It just helps retrain the immune system and detoxifying the breasts and doing a whole bunch of other things. And a chewable probiotic. Our green tea fat burner is on special. But I'm not stopping there. I put two other fat loss products on special. People tend to gain weight in the fall, because we release hormones in the fall that tell us to eat more so that we don't starve during the winter. So, you know, 1,000 years ago, we didn't have Stop and Shop or Walmart where we could go shopping in the middle of a snowstorm or a blizzard and get all the food we want. So the body was triggered to be very voraciously hungry in the fall, just like a grizzly bear when they're going to go into hibernation. They get really hungry. So do us humans. We haven't lost that. And it's not good. It's not a good fit with today's society, with today's culture, because we have plenty of food. So in the fall, our body is triggered into a starvation mode. The body thinks you got to stock up on calories, because if it's a bad winter, you don't want to starve to death. So this is like a really bad time for weight gain to fall. You'll notice that you're a lot hungrier in the fall than you are in the summer. And then, of course, what's after that? Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, all the fattening holidays. So I put these things on special. Get them in your pantry closet. Phase two. You take two phase two. You could do it with the green tea fat burner. You take two green tea fat burner and two phase two with a glass of water 10 minutes before a meal. And the phase two strongly blocks the absorption of sugars from your food. See, sugar also is not magically absorbed. Sugar has to be pruned. A sugar molecule looks like a Christmas tree. It looks like a pine tree. And the body has to remove specific branches before you can absorb the sugar. The phase two blocks the pruning of the sugar, and you don't absorb it. It goes out with your poop. It never gets into your blood. And what happens? You lose weight, and your sugar is under better control. But what we're finding also, which wasn't mentioned in the studies, it's helping regulate people's appetite. When people do the phase two to block the absorption of carbohydrates, so in effect, you're making it a ketogenic diet, really. By taking phase two, you're creating a ketogenic diet. Without switching the way you eat, you could still eat the food you love. So you could still have some rice. You could still have some noodles. You could still have some bread. You simply take the phase two and you absorb less sugar. It's like a ketogenic diet. It really is. We'll be right back. A ketogenic diet without switching calories. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down, because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions, or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here. I'll always treat it like that. Now, phase two is like having a ketogenic diet, a keto diet, without changing the food you eat, because it blocks the absorption of sugar. A ketogenic diet has less sugar in it, more fat, more protein, less sugar. By taking a phase two, you have, in effect, performed a ketogenic diet, a keto diet, without switching your food. You could still have some mashed potato or turnip or spaghetti or rice or bread. You'll just absorb less sugar from it. And it really works. I mean, we're allowed to make health claims by the Food and Drug Administration in America and by the Canadian health authorities about blood sugar and losing weight and calories. So here's what you do if you really are serious about losing weight. I'm going to tell you three products. Green tea, fat burner, two capsules. And phase two, two capsules with a glass of water 10 minutes before you eat. And you absorb less sugar from your favorite foods because of the phase two. And less calories from fat and from sugar because of the green tea fat burner, not to mention that you're not storing the fat, and not to mention that you're burning calories. Phase two even has been shown to help chubby dogs. Chubby dogs, within a short amount of time, lose 2 or 3 pounds safely on phase two. So I have a Pomeranian that's a little bit on the lazy side, very territorial, great dog. He's my buddy. I can't say he's my best friend because I'm so close to my two sons and my wife. And I really have a lot of good friends. I really do. Juan Fernandez and Alan Bourget and Bob Johns. I mean, all these wonderful friends. But these guys are up there. My two dogs? Are you kidding me? And my cat? We're buddies. They sleep with me. I wake up and they're on top of me. They're like snuggling to me. In any event, phase two helps chubby dogs lose fat. It's not just us humans, chubby dogs too. And it helps regulate your blood sugar if you're having a blood sugar problem. The other thing that's on special to help you with fat is CLA. It's very interesting. Green tea works with fat storage and burning calories and helping get your appetite under control. Phase two works with carbs. CLA works with fats and oils. So they all work a little bit differently. So there's three things if you really want to help yourself lose weight. Between now and Thanksgiving, you can easily lose 3, 4, 5 pounds. Easily. Very easily. Doing this stuff. Very easily. CLA works more with fat calories. So where the green tea burns fat and prevents fat storage in general, and helps get rid of fat cells and helps control your appetite, and phase two blocks the absorption of sugar from your carbs, making it a keto diet, the CLA works more with fat calories. It shunts fat calories to your muscles. It blocks an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase that stores fat, and it stimulates an enzyme called carnitine palmitoyl transferase that burns the fat and your muscles. We've had great results. I'll read you a letter or two on the CLA. I have taken your research-verified CLA. Well, this guy's right about this. Okay, this guy is correct about this. His name is Robert. Our CLA has been used in about 20 human clinical trials. Fat burner, just like our phase two. They've all been used in many human clinical trials. They're very safe and they work. I have taken your research-verified CLA for almost 3 months. I have lost 25 pounds. I've regained energy, plus my appetite for sweets and high-carb foods is way down. I've tried other supplements, but none work like your CLA. My doctor said if I lose 30 pounds, he will take me off my blood pressure meds. Your CLA is so easy to use. My blood pressure is lower than it has been in a long time because of the weight loss. Thank you, Robert. Here's Tim. I began taking your CLA, 2 capsules 3 times a day with meals, about 5 days ago, and so far I have increased energy and less cravings. I will update you later with details about how it helps with fat loss.
Well, there you go.
Here's, okay, this person wants to be anonymous. It's a lady. She's 54 years old. So far, so good. In the past 3 weeks, I've lost 16 pounds. Now that, wow. Martha, here's Martha. I've been just 1 month taking 2 of your CLA with breakfast and lunch, and I've had, I have to add that I have a controlled diet of 1,600 calories per day, low in carbs and fats. My diet was working slowly. I decided to include your CLA. I've seen improvements. In 1 month, I've lost 3 kilos of pure fat loss, according to my nutritionist, and my muscles there are still intact. For me, it's not easy to lose weight, so this is really worth it. So when she added the CLA, she lost 3 kilos of fat in 1 month. That's almost 10 pounds. Stuff is real. So here's what's on special. Phase 2 blocks the absorption of sugar. You really need that for Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, just take as many as you want. It's not going to hurt you. You can take 3 or 4 before the Thanksgiving meal, and halfway through the meal, take another 3 or 4 because you're eating so much. Yeah, you have potatoes, you have stuffing, you have rice, you have bread. I mean, all these carbs, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, there's desserts. There's the pumpkin pie and all that stuff. Sweet potato pie. I mean, all these things. So pecan pie. So take the phase 2 before those big meals, before the weddings, the wedding receptions, the bar mitzvahs. Anytime you're going to have a big meal, it'll block the absorption of the sugar. It's something really worth having. I keep 2 bottles at home. So, for instance, if I go to a wedding, I'll throw 6 capsules in my pocket. And when I get to the cocktail hour, I'll take 3 capsules and I'll wait a bit. And I absorb less sugar from all those delicious foods. You can't help but overeat at a wedding reception unless you just stay on the dance floor the whole time like I try to do. And let me tell you another trick. If you go to a wedding reception and you don't want to eat a lot, chew on a mint. I always keep a pack of mints with me when I go to a wedding reception or a bar mitzvah or something. Mints make everything taste terrible. Okay, so if you're serious about losing weight, besides your walking and your exercise, which is so key to losing weight, and getting enough sleep so you have the energy to exercise, and really watching what you eat, phase 2 to block the absorption of sugar, CLA to help block the absorption of bad fats like saturated fat and cholesterol, and actually send the fat calories to your muscles where it's burnt as energy, and a green tea fat burner to get your appetite under control, and to burn about 200 calories a day, 300 calories a day, because you're taking it several times a day before meals. And that'll really help you shrink that belly. Really help you shrink that belly. You better do it before you sit around in the winter watching, binge watching on Netflix and gaining all that weight. When the holidays come. Now is the time to hit it hard, because in the fall our appetite goes up. So our probiotic HX is on special. Our probiotic chewables on special, our green tea fat burner, our CLA, which has been used in about 20 human clinical trials to burn belly fat and improve muscle health. It improves muscle health. It's sending the fat calories to your muscles, making the muscles stronger. The phase 2 for sugars. I also put tocotrienols on special. In my next catalog, which will come out probably in January, I'm going to have a big article on vitamin E, because I don't think most people, including many nutritionists and medical doctors, understand what vitamin E does and how it works and what are the forms of vitamin E. So I'm going to have an article in there. And one of the families of vitamin E really is missing from the American diet, and that's terrible, because this is the strongest version for protecting the brain and the prostate and the liver and the breasts. It's called tocotrienols. We don't really get it in the American diet. We don't get tocotrienols. because you get tocotrienols in like fermented rices and stuff like that. We don't eat that kind of thing. Tocotrienols at tiny amounts protect the white matter of your brain. This has been proven in human clinical trials from the Wexner Center and Ohio State University Medical School and Medical Center. From research through the National Institutes of Health and the American Heart Association, published in the journal Stroke, tocotrienols, even at low doses, strongly protects the human brain. It also helps reverse thickening of blood vessel walls, like the arteries in your neck. It also helps with hair loss. Now I don't have enough time to talk about that. So all these things are on special. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a good day. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.